Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And let's turn now to the debate around public education and a new push by Governor Charlie Baker to increase the number of charter schools in Massachusetts. Today, Baker was at Brook Charter School in Mattapan, promoting a bill that would permit 12 new or expanded charters per year across the state because, he says, they work and they're in demand.
There are 37,000 kids who want to get in to a charter school. Whenever I've been to a lottery, everybody at that lottery cries. The folks who get into a charter school because of the positive opportunity they believe that represents for them. And the people who don't get in, they cry too.
Baker's bill would raise the charter school cap, which currently stands at 120. It's the latest in a swell of support for more charter schools, including a lawsuit challenging the cap and a potential ballot initiative in 2016. Joining us now is John Connolly. He's a former Boston City Councilor at Large and co-founder and executive director of 1647, an organization working to connect families and schools. And John, thanks for being with us. Good to have you.
Good to be on. Thanks, Anthony.
So I want to say, first of all, you're in favor of lifting the cap. So first of all, just help us sift through a little bit what the governor is proposing. What would his bill do if it were to become law?
Well, it takes a real different approach than the prior cap raise legislations. And quite frankly, I'm still figuring out if I support it, but I do like a cap raise in principle. But what the governor's done is basically said, up to 12 new charter schools per year. All the prior legislation would raise it, but usually had a finite amount you could raise it. This would allow, you know, 12, up to 12 per year, you know, in perpetuity. Only the sort of bottom 25% of districts would be eligible. It would allow for weighted placement for English language learners and students with special needs. That's in an effort to address the fact that charters do not serve those students at the same levels as traditional districts do. And the last piece is it would enable districts that are going to add charters to have a universal enrollment system where families could apply to all schools through one enrollment process, something that Mayor Walsh unveiled for Boston about a week ago.
Mm. So, John, you said you're in favor in principle on lifting charter schools. You're not sure you support this approach. Why not?
Well, I just think that the what I've often called the toxic debate that just forces people to choose one or the other and says you're either for charters or you're for the district. You can't be for both. I want to see a bill similar to 2010, the Achievement Gap Bill, which created the first real charter cap raise since charters were first made, you know, created in Massachusetts. And that bill did a few things. It created more charters, but it also gave tremendous autonomy to school districts like Boston that allowed schools like Orchard Gardens to become national models for success. And I would like to see a bill that thinks about that as well. And it also, what it did was when it said, look, districts and charters, if you guys work together, everybody's going to get more money as well. And money matters here. I don't buy the people who argue that it's just about money, but it does matter here. I think there is, we haven't really seen specific language from the governor yet, but there is a sort of proposal that would allow charters to take over failing schools in the district, but that is, I would suspect, will actually be one of the most controversial pieces of the bill. And it's not the same as giving districts a lot of tools to create highly autonomous schools.
Yeah. As you know, of course, teachers' unions have opposed lifting the cap. And today we heard from Barbara Mattaloni, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, who released a statement which said that the governor's proposal threatens to severely undermine the state's public education system. And she said it pushes the state toward a two-tiered education system, one truly public, the other private, but financed with public dollars. Do you think that the governor's bill makes an effort to address those kinds of concerns? And if not, how can those concerns be addressed?
Well, I think that there's clearly that intent in the bill. The fact that they're saying, look, this isn't just going to be the usual charter school lottery. We're going to, with the new charters, we're going to have special placements for students with special needs and English language learners. That's a direct attempt by the governor to say, I want to make sure the charters are doing better on serving all children. And mm-hmm. that, in fact, that you know they're going to equal the districts on serving all children. So I think there's a real effort in this legislation to do that. It would appear so.
Yeah. Finally, John, last year the Senate rejected a bill that would have allowed a limited expansion of charter schools after it cleared the House. The Senate rejected it. We now have a governor who supports lifting the ban. We've heard about this lawsuit. There's a ballot initiative coming up. Do you see that sort of tide finally turning here? And in some way, shape, or form, this cap is going to be raised?
I see four big factors in play that make it a lot different than last year. Three of them would say that the charter supporters have a lot more leverage to get something passed this year, and that is you've got one, Governor Baker strongly behind it. And we haven't seen a governor strongly behind a charter cap raise since Governor Patrick led the effort in 2010, and then he sort of shied away from it for the remainder of his term. Two, you've got the lawsuit pending. And three, you've got a ballot question pending, all of which are aimed at raising the cap. Those become leverage points in trying to get a bill through the House and the Senate. But the fourth factor I see is Barbara Mattoloni. She has really made it clear she's going to draw a line in the sand, and the MTA is going to put their full effort into this. And I would never count Barbara Mattoloni out. She's an incredibly skilled political leader beyond just the rhetoric. I think she knows how to mm-hmm. navigate the legislative process. So I think this is a much liver battle, a lot more alive than last year's.
All right. Well, in fact, we plan to hear from Barbara Mattoloni in the days and weeks ahead on this issue. John Connolly, co-founder and executive director of 1647, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.
Well, when we come back, we'll push this conversation about education further still and ask, maybe we should question the very reasons why we send kids to school to begin with. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.